Superintendent Shelley Arrett is with us via phone, and good morning.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing well. And how are you? That's the bigger question. You and all of the teachers, all of the educators that are now tasked with how do you move forward now that the school year will not resume instruction in the classroom? I can't even imagine the challenges that you're facing. How does that work?
It is certainly a new challenge for all of us, and it's more about our students and our staff and our community's health at this point. Currently, we are working with a very minimal crew of essential employees on site. Our teachers are busy doing Zoom meetings with their principals, and what we are doing is we are creating continuous learning plans for our students. A lot of people think that it's totally online. That is incorrect. We have several families in the community who do not have access to internet. So we are offering some options online and then like some real world activities just to keep our students thinking and problem solving.
Will there be online content though, or will it be exclusively non-online content moving forward?
There will be options for both. And basically, our students are going to have a schedule of activities they do. And as required by the State Department of Education, the time at each grade level varies. So it's not going to be like a 6.5-hour school day. And it will be activities that our parents can support at home. One thing that's going to be unique about the continuous learning process is we are going to focus more about keeping those connections with our students, positive relationships, and just keeping our students thinking. So once a week, families and students will hear from a certified teacher from PCPS, and that's a minimum of once a week.
That's fantastic. There are some big activities that are no longer on the schedule. Every extracurricular activity, of course, has been canceled for the rest of the school year. Those that are affected directly by it, maybe they already know, but for those of us curious, is there a contingency plan for graduation?
Yes, we will do something for graduation. Sean, I will tell you, our hearts are broken for all of our students, but most particularly for our seniors. They are missing out on celebrations that they deserve, that they've worked their entire school careers for 13 years from pre-K on up to seniors. We will do some sort of graduation, whether it's virtual or whatever. We are actually thinking outside of the box and have some really great ideas.
What about requirements for those students? How is that handled? I know special circumstances calls for special considerations. Are those special considerations being made for students so this school year counts, even if they're not able to? I know that the testing requirements and stuff like that has been eased because of this, of course. What other considerations are being made from an academic standpoint for our students through this?
Well, there will not be one student in Ponca City Public Schools or in the state of Oklahoma who are penalized in regard to their grades and their course requirements due to a global pandemic. Our motto is we are extending grace. We are going to make sure that we help all of our seniors get the courses that they needed to graduate. When we're looking at benchmarks at this time, we're going to look at scores that students had right before spring break. At the secondary level, we are going to allow students to turn in work that has not been turned in prior to spring break to their teachers, whether via email or they can take a picture of it, send it to their teacher. But we are not going to penalize students for this issue. We're extending grace and hope to our students.
Superintendent of Ponca City Public Schools, Shelley Arrett, our guest this morning, and staying connected, PCPS.us, and there's a COVID-19 link. You can click on that. And the website, Shelley, you're updating that on a regular basis, you and the staff there.
Yes, that's right. I am doing a press release about every second or third day, and Sean, you are exactly right. Go to our website, www.pcps.us. Click on COVID-19 update link, and you will find all of the press releases in chronological order. The most recent will show immediately when you click on that link, and then over to the left are additional press releases. One thing that I might add, if our patrons do not have the PCPS app, they should download that. We have several who have the app, but as soon as a new press release is sent to the public, we send a notification through the app. And I will tell you, I'll apologize to parents. Some of those are coming out at 9 and 10 at night, those pushes.
Right.
Often we're working day and night. We're getting guidance from the State Department of Education, and sometimes it's late before we have new information. Also, we are manning the phones here from 9 to 12, and that's if we're not on Zoom meetings with our principals and our teachers. So we're answering a lot of questions, but what I'm finding is that I'm answering questions from people who do not know the press releases are out there. So I am just urging everyone to stay connected at this time. One thing that I might add, the continuous learning by State Department of Education mandate will not begin until Monday, April 6th. That is required from all public schools. No learning can take place. On Thursday, April 2nd, I will put out a press release that gives all the details about the continuous learning plans. And we realize everyone does not have internet, so we're going to have these plans, and they will be a week or two at a time available at the site. Principals will be sitting out by the drop-off point, and they will hand a packet. No students, no teachers, only essential staff can come into our buildings because it's imperative we stop the spread. Every time someone touches a door handle, that's just that much exposure.
Right, right.
So we will get all the information to our public on Thursday, April 2nd. Right now, we are busy planning. This morning, we're actually having to provide some assurances to the state on what we're going to be offering, and they have given us a lot of guidance. I will say the State Department has been working around the clock as well to support Oklahoma Public Schools.
Fantastic. Punk City Public School Superintendent Shelley Arrett, thank you for being with us. Will you come back and join us on a regular basis?
Yes, Thursday morning, Monday and Thursday, so I'll visit with you. Or if we need to, in between, that's great too.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, we'll talk again on Thursday morning.
Shelley, hey, I appreciate it, Sean.
I appreciate it too. Thank you so much. That's Shelley Arrett, Superintendent of Punk City Public Schools.